Joining us now is Steve Perry from the 1018 Club. And, Steve, good morning to you. Thanks so much
for the
hospitality all week long. And we've had a wonderful, wonderful time here.
Oh, we're having a great time having everybody here. We look forward to it. This week is the favorite week of the year.
Now, I've been trying to describe to my listeners exactly what the experience is like. I don't know that I've done the best job. I've been trying as good as I can to explain, first of all, the proximity. We are right across Washington Road from Augusta National Golf Club. If I were to walk right outside the front door of this hospitality house, which is a large, formerly home, but now has been converted into a hospitality house with many bars and seating areas to eat and watch television and things like that, it's less than 5 minutes. It's probably a 3 or 4 minute walk across the street to Washington Road to gate number 3 at Augusta National. So the proximity is one thing, but the convenience. If you're going to go see the Masters and you're going to be stopping by this hospitality house, you've got your parking figured out for you. You come here, you value your car, the staff here is phenomenal. They're so cordial. They're so looking to help and help you in any way they can. But you got your parking figured out. You come have a cocktail or a drink. You have some breakfast. You leave most of your stuff here if you want. You walk across the street. You go watch a couple hours of the golf tournament. You come back here if you want to have lunch. I mean, it's so convenient. It's phenomenal.
Well, what we try to make is to make the big addition to the course itself. You have somewhere to put your things, like you said, to be able to relax, have a cocktail, be able to have your breakfast and brunch, come back, have lunch, come back in the afternoon. We have TVs all over the place, so when it is televised, they can watch some of it here that they didn't get to see while they're out in the course. And yet we're only about 600 feet from the Masters Corners, so it's very easy for them to be able to come and go at any time. So they don't not feeling that they're stuck out there and they're really stranded out there where they can't sit back and relax.
You are listening to Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Russ Evans with you, broadcasting live in Augusta, Georgia. Final round of the 2008 Masters later today from the Augusta National Golf Club. I am broadcasting right across the street from Augusta National at the 1018 Club on Azalea Drive. And just give our listeners an idea for this structure. It's a huge house. It used to be, a single-family home, although it's a very large single-family home. It's in a neighborhood where there are a number of houses along these very quaint little streets right across the street from Augusta National. What's the square footage, and then what did you guys do in renovating it? Because obviously it's definitely been changed since it was a house.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't the house that the people that built it, they raised their family here for 60 years, I understand. We have met the family. They've been out here a couple times to see what we did to their house. We decided to take a different approach. What we wanted to do is leave the cute little quaint 50-year-old brick home in the appearances you drive up to it, but behind it, we added 10,000 square feet of multiple decks and multiple levels, a big, beautiful, actually country club style bar room, which we call the clubhouse. We added another two decks down, all wide open, all the plastic rolls up, so you feel like you're outside in the back veranda of a country club, and we have the back nine bar out here where we're broadcasting from.
Yeah, we're broadcasting from the back nine bar, which is a fabulous spot. It's the lowest point in the house, and the thing I love about it is there's probably 5 or 6 different levels. I love structures that have, you go up 3 or 4 steps to a different little level. You've got this deck in the back that's just probably 4 or 5 different multi-level spots. You've got the fabulous bar inside. You've got flat screens all over the place. So we're watching right now highlights from yesterday's third round from the Masters over the weekend. The Golf Channel's on the air. Obviously, CBS will be on at 2:30 when coverage of the final round comes up. It's a great way to do it. I'm curious, the idea of the hospitality route for the Masters. How long has it been in existence, and how did it start, and then how far has it come since it started to today and present day 2008?
Well, actually, we've been coming to doing the Masters now for many years, and really what it was is the thing you always used to see was the rolled-out indoor-outdoor green carpet, and somebody has a tent, and then somebody has a bigger tent, and then somebody has a bigger tent, and that's what it was for many years. But I think more and more people, either individual corporations, wanted to incorporate the hospitality as part of the experience. And so everybody, a lot of the different ones around these couple of streets where this takes place is they chose the route of bulldozing the little house. In some cases, you had to. And then they build a big structure where they have multiple big kind of like banquet rooms. And we didn't want to do that here. We wanted to keep the flavor of the South, keep it very much of the outdoor feel. So pretty much on every level, you're outdoors rather than be cooped up, in a structure. So it's come a long way. Every year there's a new one, last year there wasn't one behind me, and now there is one, and
now
it's a very lovely
place. Popped up. What do you know?
Yeah, look what's here. But it's getting to be a very, very popular thing. Probably the best way I can describe the hospitality for the Masters, if somebody's always wanted to go to the absolutely best restaurant there is, and they've always wanted to go there, well, you're not going to go there and not have a drink and not have an appetizer and not have dessert and just have the meal. Well, even though the Masters is way much more than a meal at a nice restaurant, but what we try to bring to the table is we are your cocktail, we are your appetizer, and we are your dessert. And so a lot of people said, as much as they've absolutely, you know, overwhelmed by the Masters itself,
right,
they wouldn't want to master the experience without participating at the 1018 Club.
It's one of those familiar lines, all-inclusive. You know, you get everything taken care of in one. Steve Perry from the 1018 Club joining me here in person as we are broadcasting from the back nine deck of the 1018 Club in Augusta, Georgia Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. One last question before we give folks an idea, you know, how to get in touch with you if they want to take advantage of this fabulous experience for the 2009 Masters. But that, the idea of scale, I've seen people here that are just a couple of friends. I've seen other people here at the 1018 Club this week that are here with a large group of people. What kind of scale is it, just for corporate, or can a couple of guys that are buddies take advantage of this experience as well?
That's kind of the beauty of it. We've had people come up and say, can I check it out, and come in and show it to them. It says, do you have any slots available today? I'm a party of one, and come on in, not a problem. But on the other hand, we have groups here from Oracle, Alcatel, Kraft Foods, Sun Microsoft, a lot of different levels of corporations. Some companies have 10 and some have 50. And then, two, like you said, two buddies that have always wanted to go to the Masters. What's a great experience that we have a lot of sons, you know, adult sons wanting to bring their dads,
right,
that who've always wanted to go to the Masters.
Well.
And there's some, you know, young dads bringing their, you know, teenager sons who have always wanted to go to the Masters. So you've got a little bit of everything, and that's the beauty of it.
This is the way to go, folks. I'm telling you, if you're planning on coming to the Masters in 2009, now I've been jaded. I'm ruined for the rest of my life. I'm going to be a golf snob now, because my first Masters experience was by way of the 1018 Club. So now if I come back next year and I don't get to take part in this, I'll think it's going to be crap.
I'll let you in the 1018 Club. Not a problem.
But for those listening who want to come to Augusta next year for the 09 Masters, the 73rd edition of the Masters, a tradition like any other, how do they get in touch with the 1018
Club? www.the1018club.com.
It's the way to go, folks. If you're coming to the Masters next year for 09, you must check out the 1018 Club and Steve Perry and all the fine folks here.